Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order for their first special session. The first order of business is prayer, and I've asked Assistant Chief Walker to lead us in prayer this morning.
Good morning, and thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day, and I just want to start off by asking for a special blessing for this new Congress, and I just ask that you look over them and you help lead and guide them and help continue to make decisions or them make decisions that benefit our Osage people, Lord. I know it's hot. There's people struggling with the heat. I just ask that you take care of them, those that are in mourning, those that are in need, those that are struggling with addiction. Lord, I just ask that you lay your healing hands on them. Lord, I just also ask that you look after our children. I would like to make a special request that the Congress and the executive branch make sure that we take care of our children and our elders, Lord. I just come to you. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to serve in a humble way, Lord. And just ask for forgiveness for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. The next order of business is roll call. Assistant Clerk Davis, will you please take the roll?
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
The next item is congressional officer nominations and elections. We will go through each item listed one at a time. We will take nominations. Each nominee will have an opportunity to speak to the position that they are being nominated for. The body will then vote by raise of hand. A majority vote is required to be elected to the position. The assistant clerk and I will keep a record of the votes to reflect the vote count in the journal. The first officer that we are going to seek is the officer of speaker. Are there any nominations for the office of speaker? Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, thank you, Clerk. I'd like to nominate Pam Shaw as Speaker.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations for the position of Speaker? Seeing none, without objection, Congresswoman Shaw will be Speaker by acclamation. Speaker Shaw, I relinquish the chair to you.
Thank you, and thank you so much, Congress. I will do my best to carry out the duties. Next, nominations are open for second speaker.
Madam Speaker?
Yes, Congressman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to nominate Congressman Otto Hamilton for second speaker.
Second.
Any other nominations? Nominations are closed by acclamation. Congressman Otto Hamilton will serve as second speaker. Next, four members of the Congressional Affairs Committee.
Speaker?
Yes, Congressman.
I nominate Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn for Congressional Affairs Committee. Second.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Congress. Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn
My microphone's not working. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to nominate Eli Potts.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other nominations? And again, this is for the Congressional Affairs Committee. We have three nominations for members. Nominations are open for one additional member.
I'd like to nominate Whitney Redcorn, Congresswoman Redcorn, Woman Redcorn.
Thank you very much. The nominations are Whitehorn, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congressman Maker, Congressman Potts, and Congresswoman Redcorn. Are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed, and by acclamation, I declare that the that Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congressman Maker, Congressman Potts, and Congresswoman Redcorn are members of the Congressional Affairs Committee. Thank you. Next, chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics.
Speaker, I nominate Congresswoman Goodfox to be the chairman of the Committee on Rules and Ethics.
Any other nominations? We have a nomination for Congresswoman Goodfox. Nominations are closed. Speaker will declare that Congresswoman Goodfox has been elected by acclamation to serve as a chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics. Next, two members of the Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics. Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Big Horse and Congressman King.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Speaker will declare that Congressman Big Horse and Congressman Keene will serve and have been elected by acclamation to serve on the Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics. Next, chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Appropriation, Jess Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate Congresswoman Rebard.
Any other nominations? Thank you. Speaker will declare that Congresswoman Rivard has been elected by acclamation to serve as chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Appropriations. Next, chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Membership.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congressman.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Maker as chairman of membership.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Speaker will declare that Congressman Maker has been elected by acclamation to serve as the chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Membership. Next, two members of the Congressional Committee on Membership. Yes, Congressman Maker. Thank you. Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Speaker will declare that Congressman Tillman and Congressman Potts have been elected by acclamation to serve as two members of the Congressional Committee on Membership. Thank you, Congress. Next on the agenda, recess for caucus for standing committees. Without objection, we are in recess.